The Lord's Prayer, Week 5, Day 3. What is evil? Genesis 8:21. And Yehovah smelled a restful smell. And Yehovah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more on account of man, for what the heart of man forms is evil from his youth. And I will not again smite any more all that is living, as I have done. 2 Kings 17. And Yehovah testified in Israel and in Judah by the hand of all his prophets, every visionary, saying, Turn back from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent upon you by the hand of my servants the prophets. Conjugal Love, 444. He who looks to God and wills to be led by God is in good. But he who turns away from God and wills to be led by himself is not in good. For the good which he does is done either for the sake of himself or for the sake of the world, and so is meritorious or simulated or hypocritical. It is clear, therefore, that man himself is the origin of evil. Not that this origin was planted in man from creation, but by turning away from God, he planted it in himself. Divine Love and Wisdom 264. The origin of evil is from the abuse of the capacities proper to man that are called rationality and freedom. By rationality is meant the capacity to understand what is true and thereby what is false, also to understand what is good and thereby what is evil. And by freedom is meant the capacity to think, will, and do these things freely. Divine Love and Wisdom 265. That the origin of evil is from the abuse of these capacities will be explained in the following order. 1. A bad man, equally with a good man, enjoys these two capacities. 2. A bad man abuses these capacities to confirm evils and falsities, but a good man uses them to confirm goods and truths. 3. Evils and falsities confirmed in man are permanent and come to be of his love, consequently of his life. 4. Such things as have come to be of the love and life are engendered in offspring. 5. All evils, both engendered and acquired, have their seat in the natural mind. Arcana Celestia 6203. In regard to the origin of the influx of evil from hell, the case is this. When a man, first from consent, then from purpose, and at last from the delight of affection, casts himself into evil, then a hell is opened, which is in such evil. For the hells are distinct from one another according to evils and all their varieties. And there afterward takes place an influx or influence from that hell. When a man comes into evil in this way, it clings to him. For the hell, in the sphere of which he then is in its very delight when in its evil, and therefore it does not desist, but obstinately presses in and causes the man to think about that evil, at first occasionally, and afterward as often as anything presents itself which is related to it, and at last it becomes with him that which reigns universally. And when this takes place, he then seeks for such things as confirm that it is not an evil, and this until he wholly persuades himself. And then, insofar as he can, he studies to remove external bonds, and makes evils allowable and clever, and at last even becoming and honorable, such as adulteries, thefts effected by art and deceit, various kinds of arrogance and boasting, contempt for others, vituperations, persecutions under an appearance of justice, and the like. The case with these evils is like that with downright thefts, which, when committed of set purpose two or three times, cannot be desisted from, for they continually cling to the man's thought. Questions and comments. Number one, how is the heart of man evil from its youth, as it says in Genesis 8? Number two, according to Conjugal Love 444, what is the origin of evil? Number three, how do the passages from Divine Love and Wisdom explain in more detail the origin of evil in us individually? Number four, Arcana Celestia 6203 describes how the influx of evil works to take control in us. When we ask the Lord to deliver us from evil in the Lord's Prayer, is it possible to identify in our minds one particular evil at one of the stages mentioned in the passage? If we can do this, how will it help